नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निविशेष शून्यवादी Bhaschacharishatarine.
What follows is the Sri Padyavali, a compilation of verses collected by Srila Rupa Goswami and translated by Sriman Kushakrata Das. The auspicious introduction, text 1.
Punjavali Vidachitarasi Karmakunda Sambhanda Banda Dapada Pramadormi Sindhu Ramya Samasta Tamasam Damani Kramena Sangrihyate Kutika Dambaka Kautukaya.
This Punjavali, anthology of poetry, was written by devotees expert in the mellows of devotional service. This book contains many beautiful verses which have been collected for the pleasure of the devotees. It illuminates the darkness of ignorance, and it is an ocean of transcendental bliss. Sri Rupa Goswami. Auspicious Introductions, Grantarambe Mangala Charanam. Text 2.
Namo Nalana Netraya Venu Vajya Vinodine Radha Dara Sudhapana Saline Vanamaline.
I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Krishna, whose eyes are as beautiful as lotus petals, who delights in playing the flute, who drinks the nectar of Sri Radha's lips, and who wears a garland of forest flowers. Author unknown. Text 3.
Bhakti pramvavilokana panahini nilotpalaspadhini dhyana lambanatam samadhinadharni tehita praptaye lavanyaka mahanadiva dasikam radha drishostanvati yushmakam kudutam bhavatrishmanam netretanu vahare.
This verse may be interpreted for either Lord Krishna's eyes or his form. The two possible translations are as follows. May Lord Hari's eyes, which lovingly gaze on the devotees, which rival the splendor of blue lotuses, on which the yogis meditate to attain auspiciousness, which are two great oceans of handsomeness, and which fill Radha's eyes with the nectar of love, quell for you the sufferings of material life. Translation 2. May Lord Hari's form, on which the devotees lovingly gaze, which rivals the splendor of blue lotuses, on which the yogis meditate to gain auspiciousness, which is a great ocean of handsomeness, and which fills Radha's eyes with the nectar of love, quell for you the sufferings of material life. Sri Saranga.
Text 4. Ye govardhana mula kardamanasa vyadrishta parhangada Ye vrindavana kukshishu vrajavadhu nilotpadhanani cha Ye cha bhyanga sugandaya kubalaya pidasya dhanambasa Devo mangala madishantu satatam kaṃsa kviśo bahavaha.
May Krishna's arms, their golden ornaments and peacock feathers anointed with mud when he lifted Govardhan Hill, deep in Vrindavan forest, the gopis' two blue pillows, and anointed with Kuvalaya Pita's fragrant ichor, always grant auspiciousness to you. Shubhanka. Text 5.
Sayam vyavartamana kilasudabhikulavana sanketana manhyabiri vrindacheto hatahadana kala siddhamantraksharani saubhagyam vaksamantad dhatatu madabhidakheli gopalamuhuti Sananda Krishna Vrinda Vanavasakamraga Shreneyo Venunada.
May the flute music of playful Gopal, the killer of the Madhu demon, bless you all. In the evening, that flute music calls all the faraway Surabhi cows by name. It is the mystic mantra that forcibly steals away all the gopis' hearts, and it delights and attracts the many deer enjoying in Vrindavan. Sri Hara. The glory of Krishna, Sri Krishnasya Mahima. Text 6.
Ambo di stalatam stalam jaladitam dulila vakshailatam asailom ritkanatam chanam kulashitam vajram chana chinatam vanni shitalatam himam dahanatam ayat yasyechaya lila dulalitam buddha visahine krishna yatasmai namaha.
I offer my respectful obeisances to wonderful, playful, mischievous Krishna, who, if he desires, can make an ocean dry land an ocean, a blade of grass a thunderbolt an insignificant blade of grass, fire cool, or snow a blazing fire. Author unknown. Text 7.
Vatsalyadvaya pradana samayadartarti nirvapanad Audayadagasoshanad ghanita shreyakpada prapanat Sivyakshipatadeva sarvajagatam etehyatak sakshina Bhalladas chavabhishanas takadirat panchalya halyadruvaha.
Because he is very affectionate, promises to give fearlessness to his devotees, removes his devotees' sufferings, is generous, takes away his devotees' sins, and bestows limitless auspiciousness. And because Prahlad, Vibhishan, Gajendra, Draupadi, Ahalya, and Dhruva testify to these virtues, Lord Krishna, the husband of the goddess of fortune, should be served by all the worlds. Author unknown. The glory of devotional service, Bhajana Mahatmya. Text 8.
Vyadasya chadanam dhruvasya chavayo vindhya gajendrasya ka kunjaya kamo nama rupa madikam kintat sudam nodanam Vangsha kovida dasya yadavapate rungrasya kim paurusham bhaktya tushyati kevalang nachagunar bhakti priho madhavaha.
Where were the hunter Dharma's piety, Dhruva's maturity, and Gajendra's knowledge? Where was Kubja's beauty? Where was Sudama's wealth? Where was Vidura's noble birth? Where was Ugrasen's chivalrous strength? Lord Madhava is pleased only by devotional service and not by material qualifications. Sri Dakshinatya. Text 9.
Anuchitamutitam va karma koyam vibhago Bhagavati padamastam bhakti yoga dradiyan Kidati Vishamahindra Sandra Piyushamindu Vayamapisamahesho Nibishesham Vibharti.
What is the difference between good and bad deeds? Let there be only firm devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Although the King of Snakes gives poison and the moon gives sweet nectar, Lord Shiva does not see any difference between them. Sri Vishnu Puri. Text 10.
Yadi madam matana twadangri sevam bhidi vidhati jahati bhavi veki tadkilam abhidushkitam triloke kutamakutam nakutam kutam tasavam.
O Madhusudan, if a wise person takes to heart service to your lotus feet, then any sins he may have committed are nullified. But if a so-called wise person rejects your service, he must suffer all sinful reactions, though he may have committed no sinful deed. Author unknown. Text 11.
Kashayana cha bhojanadaniya manno bhavane vasato vyakyana datta vamuni vadamadachitto bhavakchiyate kindu spita kalinda shailatanaya tireshu vikridito govindasya padaravinda bhajanarambhasya lesharpi.
Not by wearing saffron cloth, not by restricting food and other sense activities, not by living in the forest, not by discussing philosophy, and not by observing a vow of silence, but only by even the slightest beginning of devotional service to the lotus feet of Lord Govinda, who enjoys pastimes on the Yamuna's wide banks, is Kamadev stopped. Author unknown. Text 12.
Alamalamihyameva praninam patakanam nidasana visheya krishna krishneti vani yadi bhavati mukunde bhaktarananda sandra vilutati chadanam je moksha samraja lakshmi.
The words Krishna, Krishna are sufficient to purify the people's sins. If they have blissful service to Lord Mukunda, then the goddess of liberation bows before their lotus feet. Sri Sarvagya. Text 13.
Nano pachadikata pujana marta bandho bremnaiva bhakta vidhyam sukha vindrutang syat yavachurasti jatare jadatapi pasa davat sukhaya bhavato nanam bhakshyape.
As long as there is hunger and thirst within the stomach, varieties of food and drink make one feel very happy. Similarly, when the Lord is worshipped with pure love, the various activities performed in the course of that worship awaken transcendental bliss in the heart of the devotee. Sri Ramananda Roy. Text 14.
Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati griyatam yadikatopi lamhyate tatra lalyam api mulyam ekalam janmakoti sukatarna lamhyate.
Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by pious activity in hundreds and thousands of lives. It can be attained only by paying one price, and that is intense greed to obtain it. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. Sri Ramananda Roy. Text 15.
Jnanamasti tulitam chatulayam premanaiva tulitam tutulayam siddhadevi tulitata tulayam krishna nama tulitam natulayam.
Knowledge is not equal to love of Krishna, and the ability to perform mystic tricks is not equal to Krishna's holy name. Sri Sridhar Swami. The glory of the holy name, Nama Mahatmya. Text 16.
Ang haksanghadadakilang sakadudayade vasakala lokasya antadanadivatamila jaladhin jayichita ghanmangalang hare nama ang haksanghadadakilang sakadudayade vasakala lokasya antadanadivatamila jaladhin jayichita ghanmangalang hare nama.
As the rising sun immediately dissipates all the world's darkness, which is deep like an ocean, so the holy name of the Lord, if chanted once without offenses, can dissipate all the reactions of a living being's sinful life. All glories to that holy name of the Lord, which is auspicious for the entire world. Sri Lakshminar. Text 17.
Chaturnam Vedanam Vidyam Vidama Krishna Hadena Chaturbhiryan Varnai Sputanagati Narayana Padam Tadetan Gayanto Vayamanishamatman Maduna Punimo Janimo Nahadipadito Shayakimapi.
Extracting the four syllables that are the heart of the four Vedas, Lord Hari makes the word Narayan. Day and night chanting this name, we become purified. We do not know any other better way to please Lord Hari. Author unknown. Text 18.
Yoga shutyapapatti nirjanabandham dhyananva sambhavita svarajam patipanya nirbayamami mukta bhavantu dvija asmakam tukadamba kunja kuhara pronilalindivara shri nishyamana dama nama jishitam janmastu lakshavadi.
Let the twice born enter the fearless kingdom of yoga, Vedic study, and solitary meditation in the forest. Let them become liberated in that way. As for us, we will spend hundreds of thousands of births chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, whose splendid dark complexion and yellow garments are like a host of blue lotus flowers blooming in a grove of yellow flower-bearing kadamba trees. Sri Ishwarapuri. Text 19.
Kalyananam nidanam kalimalamatanam pavanam pavananam pati yang yam mukso sapati padapada praptihi prochyamanam vishramastanam ekam kavivada vachasam jivanam sanjananam bijam dharman drumasya bhavavatam bhavatam bhutehi krishna nama.
May Krishna's holy name, which is a reservoir of all transcendental happiness, the destruction of Kali Yuga's sins, the most purifying of all purifying things, the saintly person's food as he quickly traverses the path to the spiritual world, the pleasure garden where the voices of the greatest saints, philosophers, and poets play, the life of the righteous, and the seed of the tree of religion, bring transcendental auspiciousness to you all. Author unknown. Text 20.
Vepante duditani moha mahima sammoha malambati satankam nakaram janim kalayati sri chitta gupta kriti sanandam madhuparka sambati vidhau vedha karotyudhyamam vaktum nam nitaveshwara bilashite brumakhyamam yatparam.
O Supreme Personality of Godhead, when someone desires to chant your holy name, sins tremble in fear. The glory of material illusion faints unconscious. Yamaraj's scribe, Chitragupta, becomes happy and gazes at the chanter's toenails with awe and reverence. And Lord Brahma prepares Madhuparka to worship him. O Lord, what more can we say than this? Author unknown. Text 21.
Kakparita nagadi purandada koba veda tatadiya kinkada krishna nama jagadeka mangalam kantapita mudadikaroti chet kakparita nagadi purandada koba veda tatadiya kinkada krishna nama jagadeka mangalam kantapita mudadikaroti chet.
Lord Krishna's holy name is the only auspiciousness in this world. If one keeps it in his throat, then what is Yamaraj, the king of the other world, to him? What are Yamaraj's servants to him? Sri Anandacharya. Text 22.
Jeto darpanam arjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam
Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna, which can cleanse the mirror of the heart and stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. That chanting is the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. It is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. It gives a cooling effect to everyone and enables one to taste full nectar at every step. Bhagavan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 23.
Brahmandanam koti sankhyadikanam aishwaryam yachetanavavirangshah avirbhutam tanmahakrishna namo tanme sadhyam sadhanam jivanamcha.
If the opulence or knowledge of many millions of universes were clustered together, they would hardly equal a small fragment of the glory of Krishna's holy name. Krishna's holy name is my life. It is the goal of my life. It is the means I will employ to attain the goal of my life. Author unknown.
Text 24. Vishnor namai vapungso ashtamalabhapahadat punyamut padayacha brahmadistana bhogad vidati mataguru shipada dhvandva bhakti tatva jnanam cha vishnor ihamiti janana bhranti bijam cha dagva sampurnananda bodhi mahati cha purusham stabayitva nivritta.
Lord Vishnu's holy name removes sin, establishes piety, makes one uninterested in the attempt to gain an exalted post like that of Lord Brahma, grants devotion for the lotus feet of the spiritual master, brings transcendental knowledge of Lord Vishnu, burns the seed of repeated birth and death, and places the saintly devotee in complete awareness of perfect transcendental bliss. Sri Vyas.
Text 25. Nama chintamani krishnas chaitanya rasa vigraha purnak shuddho nitya mukto bhinnatva nama namino.
The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material qualities, there is no question of its being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. Sri Vyas.
Text 26. Madana madana metan mangalam mangalanam sakalandangam avalli satpalam chitswarupam sakadapi padigitam shradhaya helayava bhigavananana matram tarihi krishna nama.
Krishna's name is the sweetest of sweet things, the most auspicious of auspicious things, the transcendental fruit of the vine of all Vedic literature. O best of the Bhrigus, chant it even once, either with faith or contempt. It delivers the chanter. Sri Vyas.
Text 27. Svagatiya vivasitida saudini yatyeka lokan moksha peksha janayati janam kevalam klesham bhajam yogam vyasak padama vidasas tadrishai kim priyasai savam tyakva mamaturasana krishna krishne tirautu.
The attempt to attain the heavenly swarga planets impoverishes the entire world. The desire to attain impersonal liberation brings only trouble. The regimen of yoga is dry and tasteless. What is the use of endeavors like these? I will abandon them all and simply make my tongue chant Krishna, Krishna. Author unknown. Text 28.
Sada savatrasti nana vimala madhyam tavapadam tatapi kang stokam nahi babatado patram abhinat chanam jivagrastam tavatu bhagavan nam nikilam samulam sansaram kasati katarat sevi manayo.
O Lord, is your impersonal spiritual effulgence not always present everywhere? Even so, it has not been able to break even a single small leaf from the tree of repeated birth and death. On the other hand, the moment your holy name is taken by the tongue, it thoroughly shatters the tree of birth and death down to its roots. Of these two, the spiritual effulgence or the holy name, which should be served? Sri Sridhar Swami. Text 29.
Akrishti kutachetasam sumanasam uchatanam changhasam Achandalamamukalokasulabhovashyashtamuktishriyaham No diksham chata satkriyam na chat purashcharyam anabikshate Mantra yam rasanaspageva purlati shri krishna namatmakaha.
The holy name of Lord Krishna is an attractive feature for many saintly liberal people. It is the annihilator of all sinful reactions and is so powerful that save for the dumb who cannot chant it, it is readily available to everyone, including the lowest type of man, the chandala. The holy name of Krishna is the controller of the opulence of liberation, and it is identical with Krishna. Simply by touching the holy name with one's tongue, immediately effects are produced. Chanting the holy name does not depend on initiation, pious activities, or the Purushacharya regulative principles generally observed before initiation. The holy name does not wait for any of these activities. It is self-sufficient. Sri Lakshmidhar.
Text 30. Vichayani vicharyani vichintyani punak punaha Kripanasya dhanani vatunnamani bhavantunaha Vichayani vicharyani vichintyani punak punaha Kripanasya dhanani vatunnamani
O Lord, just as a miser continually collects, counts, and remembers his money, in the same way let us continually collect, count, and remember your holy names.
Sri Bhavananda.
Text 31.
Nam namakadi bahudhani jasarva shaktis Tatra pitani amitaksmaranena kalaha Eta drishita vakripa bhagavan mamapi Dur daivimindrisha mahajane nanuragaha.
My Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in your holy name there is all good fortune for the living entity, and therefore you have many names, such as Krishna and Govinda, by which you expand yourself. You have invested all your potencies in these names, and there are no hard and fast rules for remembering them. My dear Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon the fallen conditioned souls by liberally teaching your holy names, I am so unfortunate that I commit offenses while chanting the holy name, and therefore I do not achieve attachment for chanting.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Glorification of the holy names. Nam Kirtan. Text 32.
Trinadapi sunichena tadodiva sahishnuna amanena manadena kirtaniyak sadahari Trinadapi sunichena, tado divasahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniyak sadahari.
One who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor, but is always prepared to give all respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 33.
Sri Rame te janardane te jagatam nati te narayane te anande te dayapare te kamalakante te krishne te cha. Shiman nama mahamatabdi lahadi kalola magnam moho muyantam kalad ashunetam abhashan mamnata nityankuru.
Sri Rama, Janardan, rescuer of the devotees, Jagatam Nata, master of the universes, Narayan, Ananda, personified transcendental bliss, Dayapara, merciful one, Kamala Kanta, husband of Lakshmi, Krishna. O Lord, please make me become overwhelmed with tears streaming from my eyes as I repeatedly plunge into the waves of the great nectar ocean of these beautiful transcendental names. Sri Lakshmidhar.
Text 34. Sri Kanta Krishna Kadonamaya Kandanabha Kaivalya Vallabha Mukunda Maranta Keti Nama Valim Vimala Maukta Kahada Lakshmi Lavan Nivanta Nakarim Kadavani Kante.
Calling out, O Sri Kanta, husband of the goddess of fortune, O Krishna, all attractive one, O Kurunamaya, merciful one, O Kanjanabha, whose navel is like a lotus flower, O Kaivalya Vallabha, O master of liberation, O Mukunda, giver of liberation, O Morantaka, killer of the Mura demon, I will place upon my neck the Lord's holy names, which eclipse the beauty and splendor of a splendid strand of pearls. Sri Lakshmidhar.
Text 35. Krishna Rama Mukunda Vamana Vasudeva Jagadguru Matsya Katcha Banara Singha Varaha Raghava Pahimam Deva Dana Banara Dadi Munindra Vandya Dayanidhe Deva Kisata Dehi Metava Pada Bhakti Machantalam.
O Krishna, O Balaram, O Mukunda, O Vamana, O Vasudev, O Master of the Universe, O Matsya, O Kurma, O Nrisingha, O Varaha, O Ramachandra, please protect me. O Lord, worshipped by the demigods, demons, and great sages who have Narada as their leader. O Ocean of Mercy, O Son of Devaki, please grant me unwavering devotion to your lotus feet.
Author unknown. Text 36. He Gopalaka He Kipajalanande He Sindhu Kunyapati He Kungsantaka He Gajendra Karunapari Nahe Madhava He Ramanuja He Jagataya Guru He Pundari Kakshaman He Gopi Jananata Paliyapadam Chanamina Tvamvina.
O Gopalaka, cowherd boy, O Kripa Jalanidhi, Ocean of Mercy, O Sindhu Kunyapati, husband of Lakshmi, O Kanksantaka, killer of Kanksa, O Gajendra Karuna Padina, merciful savior of Gajendra, O Madhava, husband of Lakshmi, O Ramanuja, younger brother of Balaram, O Jagatraya Guru, master of the three worlds, O Pundarikaksha, lotus-eyed one, O Gopi Jananata, master of the gopis, please protect me. I do not accept anyone as the supreme except for you. Sri Vaishnav.
Text 37. Sri Narayana Pundarika Nayana Sri Rama Sita Pati Govinda Chutananda Nandana Makunda Nanda Damodara Vishnu Raghava Vasudeva Nihare Devendra Chudamane Sansaranava Karna Dhartaka Hare Sri Krishna Tubhyam Namaha. O Sri Narayan, O Pundarika Nayana, O Sri Rama, O Sitapati, O Govinda, O Achyuta, O Nanda Nandana, O Mukunda, O Ananda, O Damodar, O Vishnu, O Raghava, O Vasudev, O Nihari, O Devendra Chudamani, O Sangsaranava Karna Dharaka, Captain of the boat for crossing the ocean of repeated birth and death, O Hari, O Sri Krishna, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Sri Vaishnav. Text 38. Bandi desha chakunda mandala bada shri kunda liptangahe Vrindadan nipurandaras podadamandendi varashyamala Kalindi priyananda nandana padanandara vindekshana Shri Govinda mukunda sundadatano mandina manandaya. O Bandi desha, master of Bandi Ravana, O Shikunda mandana, you who are decorated with peacock feathers, O Vara, Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Sri Kunda Liptanga, you whose limbs are anointed with sandalwood paste, O Vrindadan Nipurandara, King of Vrindavan, O Spurit of Mendindivara Shyamala, O you whose dark complexion is like a splendid blue lotus flower, O Kalindipriya, you are fond of the Yamuna, O Nanda Nandana, son of Nanda, O Parananda, you who are filled with transcendental bliss, O Aravindekshana, O lotus-eyed Lord, O Sri Govinda, O Mukunda, O Sundara Tanu, handsome one, to me who am very poor and weak, please give transcendental bliss. Sri Gopal Bhatta. The glory of the description of Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna Katha Mahatmya. Text 39. Shrutamapyapanishadam dure hadikatamatat yanna sandhi dravachitta kampashu pulakadayah. Shrutamapyapanishadam dure hadikatamatat yanna sandhi dravachitta kampashu pulakadayah. The message of the Upanishads is far from the nectar topics of Lord Hari. For this reason, Upanishad study does not result in a heart melting with emotion, or ecstatic symptoms such as trembling, shedding tears, or standing of hairs on the body. Sri Bhagavan Vyasapad. Text 40. Naiva divya sukha bhoga martaye napa vargam api napa kamaye Yantu karna vivarang dine dine krishna ke vichaditamitani me. O Lord, I do not pray for heavenly happiness. I do not even aspire for liberation. Day after day, simply let the nectar of Krishna's transcendental pastimes flood my ears. Sri Kavi Ratna. Text 41. Aho aho bir nakale viduyate sudha sudhara morodang pade pade dine dine chandana chandra sheetalam yasho yasho dhatana yasya giyate. One who daily sings the glories of Yashoda's son, Krishna, which are as cooling as sandalwood and camphor, is not troubled by the days of the Kali Yuga. For him, at every step, there is a torrential flood of the sweetest nectar. Sri Kaviratna. Text 42. Nanda Nandana Kaishora Leelamata Bahambudhau Nimagnanam Kamasamakam Nirvana Labanam Basa Nanda Nandana Kaishora Leelamata Mahambudhau Nimagnanam Kamasamakam Nirvana Lavanambasa.
We have now plunged into the great nectar ocean of the transcendental youthful pastimes of Maharaj Nanda's son, Krishna. Of what use to us is the saltwater ocean of impersonal liberation? Sri Yadavindra Puri. Text 43.
Ntvatkatam atapato dao vihadanto mahamudaho kuvanti kutanakhe chich chaturvagam trinopamam. Ntvatkatam atapato dao vihadanto mahamudaho kuvanti kutanakhe chich chaturvagam trinopamam.
O Lord, the saintly devotees who happily play in the nectar ocean of the narration of your glories think the four common goals of human life, material piety, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, to be as insignificant as a blade of grass. Sri Sridhar Swami. Text 44.
Tatraiva Ganga Yamuna cha tatra Godavadi tatta saraswati cha sarvani tirthani vasanti tatra yatra chitodat katha prasangaha.
The Ganges, Yamuna, Godavari, Saraswati, and all other holy places of pilgrimage stay where the exalted topics of the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead are narrated. Author unknown. Text 45.
Ya Bhukti Lakshmi Vivikamukhanam Ya Mukti Lakshmi Vidhyoga Bhajam Yananda Lakshmi Rasikendra Maule Sakapi Lila Vatu Madhavasya.
May Lord Madhava's pastimes, which bring a sense pleasure stronger than that experienced by the hedonists, a liberation more real than that felt by the yogis in their hearts, and a bliss more intense than that tasted by the most expert drinkers of nectar, protect you. Sri Shankara. Meditation on Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna Dhyana. Text 46.
Burlindi vidakantamindo vadanambar havatangsa priyam. Shivat sankamodada kausta bodadam pitam bodam sundaram. Gopi nanayanot perlarchitatanungo gopasanghavritam. Govindam kalaveno vadanapadam divyanga bhusham bhaje.
I worship Lord Govinda, whose complexion is the color of a blooming blue lotus flower, whose face is like the moon, who is fond of wearing a peacock feather crown, who bears the mark of Shivats, who wears a great Kaustubha gem, who is dressed in yellow garments, whose handsome form is worshipped with offerings of the lotus flowers that are the gopis' glances, who is accompanied by a host of Surabhi cows and gopas, who is fond of sweetly playing the flute, and whose transcendental body is decorated with glittering ornaments. Sri Saradakar. Text 47.
Angsa lambita vamakundala dadam mando natam brulatam kinchit kunchit komala nadaputang sachi pasarikshanam. Alolanguli parlevar modalikama puriyantam mudha mulekal patadosti bangalalitam dhyaye jagan mohanam.
His handsome form gracefully bending in three places, his beautiful earrings hanging down to his shoulders, the vines of his eyebrows slightly raised, his glance crooked, his delicate lips slightly pursed, and his flower blossom fingers moving restlessly, Krishna happily enchants the entire world as he fills his flute with music under a kalpa vriksha tree. In this way, one may meditate on Lord Krishna. Author unknown.
Text 48.
Adadevinitang bong shang cham pokakusame nakalpato tang sung. Vinatang tadana mung sung bamam satatam namami jitakung sung. Adadevinitang bong shang cham pokakusame nakalpato tang sung. Vinatang tadana mung sung bamam satatam namami jitakung sung.
A garland of champak flowers resting on his gracefully sloping shoulders. Krishna places the flute to his lips. I eternally offer my respectful obeisances to Krishna, who was victorious over Kamsa. Sri Purushottama Dev. Text 49.
Vyatyastapada kamalang laditati bhangi sao bhagya mangsa vilali katakesha pasham. Pinchavatang samudari katavangshanalam. Of Mhyaja Mohanam Upayami Kripa Vishesham.
His loosened hair crowned with a peacock feather and flowing over his shoulders, his handsome form bending in three places, and his feet crossing as he dances, merciful and charming Krishna plays his bamboo flute. Such is the Lord whom I worship. Sri Narada.